This is Lewis Navalier. It is Tuesday, November 24th. Well, I do want everybody to know the strength you see in the stock market is purely seasonal. Do not worry about this. It's just seasonal strength. We normally rally going into Thanksgiving. We're having an early January effect where a lot of small cap stocks are melting up. They're very sensitive to volume. So this is all good, okay? Now, tomorrow will be a holiday day. Don't worry whatever happens because volume will be light. Same thing on Friday. Don't worry, volume will be light. I've seen unscrupulous short sellers come out and try to, you know, mess with the market the Friday after Thanksgiving. The most important thing is what will consumers be doing the Friday after Thanksgiving? Will they be spending up a storm because that's Black Friday? You might have noticed there's a lot of Black Friday specials out available already. And not only will Black Friday sales be important, but so will online sales. So we do want to have a good holiday shopping season. Now, we do have one little glitch. Consumer confidence came out today, and it did fall to 96.1 in November, down from a revised 101.4 in October. This drop in consumer confidence was below economists' expectations, so it was a bit disappointing. And what's really dragging the index down is the expectations component. Consumers are just very uncertain because, you know, unemployment benefits are scheduled to expire after Christmas. So there's just some anxiety out there. The other thing that's going on that's very interesting is, of course, the Pennsylvania vote has been certified. I believe the Trump administration is still appealing it. But President Trump did allow the transition to the Biden administration to commence. And Joe Biden's already picked Janet Yellen to become his Treasury Secretary. Now, she's an interesting pick because she's a labor economist. And when she was chairman of the Fed, you know, the Fed has an unemployment mandate. And she was following something called the Phillips curve. And the Phillips curve didn't work. So it'll be interesting to see her comments moving forward and what she plans to do, because there is going to be an employment problem in the new year, because we, you know, do have to get the vaccines out and get back to normal. And as you can see in many states, things are not normal because they're telling us not to travel for Thanksgiving and things like that. I happen to be in Nevada right now, and effective on Wednesday, supermarkets can only be at 25% capacity. You can't have more than four people at a restaurant. Again, 25% capacity. So it's things are definitely slowing down here a bit. So it's just fascinating to watch how we cope with all these things. But, you know, Americans are optimistic people, and we have a lot to look forward to in the new year. In the meantime, I got to tell you that there's one of our Fed folks, the Chicago Fed guy, came out and pointed out that we may have zero rates through 2024. So that's interesting. That's very, very interesting. And frankly, I think they're never going to be able to raise rates because we're going to run big deficits. And if you let rates go up, you'll kill the budget. So it looks like the stock market is the huge winner. So we already know that rates are going to be at or near zero through 2022, but now we got Fed presidents saying 2023 to 24. So that's just good news for the stock market. That just means if you have money, it goes into residential real estate, that's finance and hot housing markets. It goes into gold, and it, of course, it goes into the stock market. And people don't seem to care about price earnings ratios when interest rates are so low. So I feel very good about what's going on. The market is broadening out. One big winner is definitely the international stocks. We do have a weak dollar. I expect the weak dollar to persist going into the new year. And China's a big winner. Taiwan's been a big winner. As you folks know, I've always had a lot of hot Israeli tech stocks. Israel has the second biggest Silicon Valley in the world. And a lot of those stocks tend to get bought out. So I feel very good about the seasonal rally we're having. I hope everybody has a wonderful Thanksgiving, and sorry about all the travel restrictions. But we have a lot to be thankful for as far as the stock market's concerned, and I still expect a very good year-end rally and an exceptionally strong start to the new year. So, folks, enjoy the holidays, and enjoy the ride while it lasts. And as far as I'm concerned, it looks like we're going to be rallying very, very steadily through May. Take care, everybody. It's Louis Navelier.